So I'm standing outside ZenoMap, the Scottish project, with the co-curator Kay Pallister. Can you tell me a little bit about this project?
Yes, a little bit is not that easy because there's many, many facets. Where we're standing at the moment, we're actually in a space where the party was that kicked off everything on Wednesday night. And we've been using this space, the gymnasium space, for a screening program that's been just rolling over the last 3 days. And in that, there's 8 artists that we commissioned to make new film and video works. You've probably seen knocking around lots of posters and flyers and this T-shirt I'm wearing, various printed materials, and there's a further, I think, about half a dozen artists that we commissioned to make those kinds of materials that could be distributed around the city in a more slightly subversive, non-venue-based sort of activity. And there's, of course, work on our website, which is zenomap.org. Really terrific works on there by about 4 or 5 artists. And we have an exhibition that lasts for the duration of the Biennale here in Venice, just across the bridge at the Palazzo Justinian Lolin, the Fondazione Levi, which is Claire Barclay, Simon Starling and Jim Lambie.
When you were planning this, it seems that it was important to present a really diverse selection of artists, established, less established, different kind of media. What other criteria were you thinking of?
We actually had a very loose criteria at the very get-go. We just started with an awful lot of research. We just went to as many places as we could around Scotland and tried to see as much work as possible, and we did studio visits, basically. And from that, we basically had the raw materials to try and knit together a model that would seem appropriate to represent various things that we'd seen that we were really excited by. And this model sort of came about after, you know, 6 months of research, basically, and seeing work of over 200 artists or so. We basically tried to create a model that would reflect the practice rather than making a fixed model and squeezing an artist into it.
This is the first time, in a way, it represents Scotland. Is that the way that you've considered this presence?
Yeah, but like any Biennale, it's only sort of a snapshot in time. So we wanted to have something that was very specifically reflecting the current practice of what we'd seen. So, you know, 2 years down the line, 4 or 6 years down the line, there'll probably be very different ways and means of showing work. This just seemed to be an appropriate way to, if you like, in any kind of representation, whatever that means, to just represent the artists rather than have an agenda, a political agenda, let's say, for the country, or a nationalistic display. It wasn't really about anything like that. It was just more to do with creating a format that artists are already working to and would feel comfortable in whatever environment.
What kind of impact do you think, if any, this has back at home or for these artists?
I would hope that, I mean, for example, there's a lot of artists here who really haven't travelled very much, quite a lot of younger artists who've not seen big international exhibitions like this. So anyway, you suddenly put in this just incredible zoo full of artists from all over the world, and it really is global. And you're sort of with your peers, if you like, and you can suddenly have a completely different perspective than if you were, you know, working away in Aberdeen or wherever it is you are. And of course, you may go and see exhibitions in various other places, but if you're working in the context of somewhere like Venice, it suddenly opens your eyes to educate yourself about your own work and make you think, you know, how do I seem in this perspective? And I think that's a really valuable thing that we've been able to bring so many artists here. There's 23 artists that we've brought over, you know, and some are very worldly wise travellers, but some are not. They just haven't had the chance yet. So we're just trying to open the door to more of that kind of stuff.
You commissioned new work. You didn't go around and think, oh, I'll have this and this and this and curate a show in that sense. You commissioned new work. Why was that important for this?
Because a lot of the artists that we invited really, well, apart from the financial concerns of needing money to make work, we just wanted to steer, if you like, our money to make the exhibition into helping them produce new works, and that's what artists need. Of course, we saw terrific works that we would have been delighted to bring, but it just seemed more of an exciting process for the artists involved to just say, OK, we're going to commission you to make something for this. What would you like to do? So that they can have an adventure themselves.
the Scottish Pavilion and the Scottish Projects are also supported by the British Council. How is the relationship with the British Pavilion?
I think it's good. I think it's such a huge contrast, and I think the British Pavilion is a really valuable focus for one artist to have an exhibition in, you know, a really significant place in the middle of the Giardini. And I just think Venice is a big enough place and has a big enough audience to cope with other manifestations, and the UK has really got a wealth of artists, and it's not surprising, and it's been a long time coming, to have other ways to show that. And I think Xenomap and also Wales, you know, coming this year for the first time, it's a great homage to how significant the British Pavilion is anyway. It's always going to be a real beacon at an event like this, and it's really great to create other types of surprising ways to show other artists from the UK, rather than thinking there's only one chance for one person every other year.
Sure. And can you tell me about the title? What's behind that?
Yeah, Xenomap is a map made by the brothers Zeno in the 1390s. It was created during a journey that took place from Orkney. They sailed west to discover the New World and sailed across the North Atlantic, and they mapped Greenland, Iceland and over to Nova Scotia. And this was a collaborative adventure with Henry Sinclair from Orkney. And the map is actually here in Venice at the Museo Carrère. And after doing some research to do with connections between Venice and Scotland and this idea of navigation and new territories and trying to discover something new, we just thought it was a good title for the premiere of our participation as a country, because it just has a lot of fictional and magical narrative around it as well. So we just thought it was an appropriate title for our project.
Great.